T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Let's go around the NFL to keep you in the loop. This is Houston's sports leader, Sports Radio 610.
All right, this was Doug Vosick, the man in charge of the uniforms. You might have seen him from one of 6 videos that they put out last week.
How about that?
The one helmet was leaked. Mm-hmm. Bald dude, stylish dude, very smart dude, innovative dude, a big asset to what they do down there. Mm-hmm. And he was asked about the leaks with Vandermeer and Harris. And this is what he had to say about the often mentioned model, etc.
Can I give a little background on,
sure,
on
please
the leak?
Do.
So, you know, I think our friends on various media outlets had a little fun with the leak, right?
Mm-hmm.
And how the model looked and, you know, the bad photo and all those kinds of things. And, you know, part is like, shame on us. We had so many security measures. We took everyone's phones. We put them in Ziploc bags. Like,
right.
Someone must have snuck someone in somewhere, right?
Yep.
So, you know, it does happen. But what a lot of, you know, people don't realize or maybe didn't give us a little grace on is that during those days, those are our shoot days. That's when the players come in,
right,
see the uniforms the first time. And you get, you know, 6 or 7 of the guys to come in and spend 8 hours with you over 2 days shooting. Before the shoot, though, there's hours of work, meaning there's, you know, stand-in models so you can get the lighting right and get the smoke right when you see the one video,
yeah,
right? There's stand-in models when you want to do just like employee previews, right? And things like that. So yes, the leaked photo was a stand-in model, but in no way like the, ooh, check out the uniform guy, right? So, you know, we didn't get so much grace on that one, but I get it. I get it. Everyone had to have some fun. But yeah, it's a stand-in model to get stuff ready. Yeah, leave it at that.
That's not true.
That
last part's not true. If we're going to be accurate, we're going to be fair. I've gone out of my way from the day I saw this whole thing go down. I really hesitate to be too critical because I know how hard they've worked at this. I told you that. I told Figgy that flat out. The difference that day, I've said it on the air. I've said it's a next to impossible job that they had, and they really busted their asses to do it. But don't tell us something that's not true. Like it was very, very difficult. Like the whole thing of in no way is, I wrote it down and I made mostly paraphrasing. In no way is he check out the uniform guy. He was absolutely check out the uniform guy. That particular guy that was in the leaked photo was brought out in front of us, all the media that was invited, all the fan council that was invited, that guy was brought out to model the uniform.
Perhaps his point is that we were just getting the early look on that, and that wasn't like.
But he wasn't like there to check the lighting. Like, I mean, we were there. You know, the people that you wanted to, quote, hype up the uniform release, which I would be perfectly willing to do if I could say something. See, that was where it was also kind of lost in the sauce, too. Like, you sign in NDAs and you're giving up your phones. And they want you to basically work for them and hype it up. which I've always said this. I love working with the Texans. I love those people. I love Cal and Hannah. I love Vandermeer.
Tomorrow, 11 o'clock, Cal and Hannah.
All that stuff. I love working with the Texans, but I'm never going to work for the Texans unless, you know, you give me something that I can use. So I respect how hard he worked. I respect this is his job. I would never, I'm still hesitating to be critical of anything, but you can't tell us something that's not true. That's my point.
Dare Agumbawale. It's a one-year deal with the Texans. How about that? The
he's back, baby.
Reserve running back slash special teamer. You might remember him from such games as Kyahmi Fairbairn goes down against Tampa Bay and Agumbawale comes in and kicks the field goal. He's back. Here's my thing. I don't mind him as a special teamer. I don't mind him as an emergency running back. We cannot have a situation next year where he's the running back you trust the second most. That can't happen.
No.
That cannot happen, and that happened last year.
Yeah.
I don't know how much they trust Dameon Pierce, but we cannot get to a point where that is the guy, once again, that you trust the second most. Just cannot happen. Cannot happen.
No, he can't be one snap away from being integral in your running game, is how I would put it. You got to have somebody else.
Washington Commanders are on the clock. We know Caleb Williams is going to be the number one pick in Chicago. Apparently, according to Adam Schefter, it appeared that Jaden Daniels, at least he believed, he was going to be the quarterback for the Commanders, but then something went wrong.
The agent for Jaden Daniels, Ron Butler, sounded off on social media last night that he didn't seem particularly pleased with the process. I think Jaden Daniels thought it would be a visit with just him, meeting with the Commanders. Many people think that Jaden Daniels will wind up being the number two overall pick, but the Commanders essentially opened up the process.
I don't see where this is agent speak. They're trying to do their job, you know, to get the guy drafted as high as possible, etc. But what do you expect Washington to do? You know, like, you're our guy, let's start talking contract? No, I mean, they're trying to figure it out.
Jeremy Fowler, he might have brought some clarity to this.
Did he?
From ESPN, Jeremy Fowler. He's been known to cover all ground when it comes to reports.
Yeah.
Here's Jeremy Fowler talking about the Jaden Daniels stuff.
It does feel like that there is some smoke here. That's sort of okay. Undeniable at this point. I spoke to somebody who's involved in Daniels' process who does openly wonder, is Daniels looking at his options right now? Now, he has had interest in playing for the Raiders. That is real.
Sure.
Staying on the West Coast, reuniting with Antonio Pierce from their Arizona State days, but they picked 13th. It's going to be hard to make that sort of trade
sure.
happen. Intrigue in Minnesota as well. That's not to say that he doesn't have interest in playing for Washington eventually. Was told to me this has not gone as smoothly as it should for a player who's a viable candidate for the number two overall pick. It should be sort of pretty clear at this point. Talking to people in Washington, they still expect that Daniels is, you know, a good candidate to be the sure. pick here and could very well happen, but it's just a lot of smoke right now. I've reached out to his agency. I'm told there could be a statement at some point, but nothing yet.
There will be, not there could. He has never said anything definitively.
What did he say there?
I don't know. Like, Jeremy Fowler, I didn't even notice this until my boy, who's been in media for a very, very, very long time, said, man, this guy never says anything.
He doesn't say anything.
Shout out to Jean-Jacques Taylor. Just wrote a book about Deion Sanders.
I might be
dry snitching, but that's my boy. JJT told me, he was like, dude, Jeremy Fowler never says anything. And it was last year during the Texans thing. He's like, man, notice this. And now it's almost like he's ruined
it for
me.
You can't avoid it.
I never noticed.
Yeah, you can't avoid it.
But if you watch Jeremy Fowler, it's everything. And then right after that, it was the Panthers could draft Bryce Young, or they could draft CJ, or they could draft Will Levis, or they could draft Anthony Richardson. And I was like, what are we doing here, sir? Tyreek Hill, he was on $1 million worth of game. And he had an interesting story and an interesting outlook about Mike McDaniel apparently calling him out and how that made him feel. Here was Tyreek Hill on $1 million worth of game.
The meeting room with the coaches calling you out in front of other guys. A lot of guys aren't used to sitting inside of a meeting room, being the best player on their team their whole entire life, and then a coach saying, bro, you suck this play,
you ever had somebody say that to you?
Oh, yeah, this year, Miami Dolphins. Chiefs, everybody see this play against the Chiefs? Motherfucker came into the flow. He called me out. He like, Reek, bro, you supposed to be the best player in the league, and you got this guy putting hands all over you like that. Man, we pay you all this money for what? And for me, I love that, because I'm going to take that to heart, and I'm going to get better from it. That'll never happen again to me in my life, man. If a and not hold me accountable, I'm not going to be able to get better. Obviously, the coaches can bypass that, just be like, he'll get better from it. But if he's not saying nothing, the other guys in the locker room, they're going to look at it as, oh, if Reed can do it, I can do it. And that's not getting the team better. I need everybody to get better, bro.
I mean, the great thing about him, and we don't really hear a lot from him that, you know, on these types of interviews, which was kind of cool.
He's all over the place.
Yeah,
though.
But now he is.
Podcast now.
Now he is. But he's right. He's absolutely right.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I watched this. This got me thinking because Tyreek Hill, he's a big streamer. I watched him play the sketch guys for $600. Like Sketch's partner, Zach.
Yeah.
I watched the whole. You know who's like really good at Madden? And if you want to get in a wormhole, watch this.
I might.
Vontaze Burfict.
He's good.
The former crazy ass. I think he got $5 million in fines in his career.
Yeah.
So he played Sketch online. Have you seen this, Figgy?
I have.
I did.
I'm going to write this down.
It is the most hilarious interaction ever. So they're going back and forth, and Vontaze Burfict is like talking to him. Vontaze Burfict is like, man, you motivated me to start streaming and get in my community. And then Sketch is like, you motivated me to hit people after the play. Just kidding. And then Vontaze Burfict is like talking to him, and Vontaze Burfict makes him rage quit. That's how bad he beat his ass.
Burfict beat Sketch.
Oh, he beat his ass.
Really?
Oh, he beat his ass. And didn't even try to kick a field goal at the end. Vontaze Burfict is supposedly good. But there's one point where Vontaze Burfict says something. He drops the N-bomb. And he goes, yeah, and I meant that ish. N-bomb. Yeah. And then right after, Vontaze Burfict goes, oh, my bad, Sketch. Sorry for saying that. And Sketch goes, all good. If you can say it, I can say it. Just kidding. And Vontaze Burfict just starts dying laughing. No, watch Vontaze Burfict versus Sketch online. It is absolutely hilarious. It's one of my favorite videos I've watched. All right, I want you to tell me this, and we're going to get into something, a popular opinion about the Texans and why they might have an opportunity in a sec. But I want to lay out two things about two pretty polarizing media types, especially around here. And I want you to tell, I just want to get your reaction to both of these things.
Right.
First one's Albert Breer. Albert Breer was doing his radio hit last week in Boston. And it was discovered he's never had a peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
I just can't believe it.
Is this weird? Because I don't know if this is common. Are there loopholes? Shout out to the loopholes. If you listen, you are 1-713-572-4610 that haven't had a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. Breer is in his 40s. Never had a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. Is that weird or not?
Very weird. Do you even believe it?
Like, yeah, I don't see why I'd lie about it. It makes sense, honestly.
How does a kid never have a, like, from the time you're 2 until you're 15, You always are going to have a penis. Was he that rich? Was he a rich kid that they made whatever he wanted?
That makes sense. I'm sure some rich kids had a peanut butter and jelly sandwich at one point.
But I mean, you never had one, bro?
I just find that hard to believe. I mean, it's crazy. It's hard to.
That'll last you 2 weeks.
It's hard to. Yes.
You're ever in that broke college life. You've never been in college? Peanut butter?
Yeah, you've never been in college?
Yeah, he was at Ohio State.
Yeah, well, I mean, maybe he was just privileged. Because I can't imagine anybody...
Like, no peanut butter and jelly.
First of all, I can't imagine him just making that up.
I still eat them today.
No, he's telling the truth.
Yeah, I know, yeah.
And as he goes, peanut butter and jelly goes in. You go, how do you go? You go one side jelly, one side peanut butter?
Yeah.
I go two sides peanut butter and jelly in the middle. The squirt jelly.
That's bizarre.
Okay.
Yeah.
Peanut butter, peanut butter.
No, I get it.
Squeeze the jelly. Peanut butter, squeeze the jelly.
And the whole crunchy or...
Crunchy all day.
Everybody always takes a side. It can be both.
Yeah, either it depends one. On I mean, it's not like one's disgusting. Yeah. It's not like we're talking about, you know, ketchup.
I've had days where I prefer chunky.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, you know, that's smooth with a little strawberry jelly.
Never had one.
That's weird. That's really strange. I think he was just a rich kid. Richie Rich.
That's crazy.
Can you make me another omelet?
Never had a peanut butter and jelly.
You should at least try one.
Exactly.
It's one thing if you try it and you ain't like it.
Yeah.
All right, here's someone on the text line. 346 said, never had oatmeal either or a peanut butter and jelly. Okay. Mm-hmm. Someone says peanut allergies maybe. I don't think that's it. Or else it wouldn't have been as big a deal. It would have been much easier.
But
to
he would have said that for the reason why he had it.
Yeah, he would have said it for sure.
What are those little, I'm looking for them right now. I can't remember the name. The little peanut butter and jelly pouches that are, they had the sealed ends on them.
Yeah, Smuckers or something like that.
Yeah, yeah, those things are
that was
great.
I was iffy about
those. Like crusted up sandwiches? Yeah, I never had one.
I was iffy about those.
I never had one of those.
Those are good.
Great. What are they? What, are they in the fridge or what?
Well, you can get
them. You
can
put them in the freezer.
Yeah.
Where do you put them?
I keep them in the freezer.
In the refrigerator.
And then I throw them out. I let them
But you
out.
Just pull it out and just like eat it like that. Oh, yep. My God.
I just like making the PBJ, though.
I do, too. But like if you're just going.
No, that's perfect because I don't do like loaves of bread or nothing like that.
Yeah,
so.
Exactly. Those are really good.
Then we have Mike Floria.
He solved it. Took all this time. Should have been out there. Solved it.
So this is Mike Floria. O.J. Simpson died last week. Mm-hmm. Mike Florio, I guess, is watching O.J. Made in America, which, I mean, O.J. Made in America, you didn't really hear anything new. Like, you got point of views, but you didn't hear anything new. Like, you knew this.
Yeah.
This was a post. This is a legit Pro Football Talk post / tweet from Mike Florio, and he was getting absolutely roasted by people.
Yeah, he was.
Here's the tweet from Mike Florio last week. Quote, the O.J. Made in America documentary currently streaming on Netflix leaves no doubt, period. O.J. Simpson killed Nicole Brown and Ron Goldman, and the most important piece of evidence is the Bruno M. shoes.
Yeah, the Bruno Magli.
Shoes.
Yeah.
Close quote.
Yeah.
Breaking news.
Crustables.
Okay, Crustables.
Crustables, Figgy.
Dude. Yes. This was in People magazine. I remember looking at this in People magazine when I was in elementary school when I think my mom was at the dentist or something.
Mm-hmm.
What is going on with Florida? This guy is crazy.
How could he just all of a sudden declare solved it? Figured it out. It was the shoes. It was the Bruno Moglis.
The OJ Made in America leaves no doubt. If you haven't seen it. If you haven't heard about this OJ thing, you should check it out.
Yes.
Like, normally when you say check out a documentary, it's about something that people don't know a ton about. Like, it's cool to look at the OJ.
And it can be kind
Everyone
of cool.
Everyone watched it, though.
Yeah.
Like, it was COVID, right? Ish? Maybe? Kinda? Maybe?
I don't know.
Last Dance was.
Yeah.
But.
Might have been before.
But it's like, if someone dies, like, you, hey, go check this out and you'll see this. This was, like, one of the most documented stories of all time.
Yes. And analyzed and. Picked apart.
Ain't he a lawyer too?
And yes, and researched and everything else. And he's like, oh, can't believe everybody missed this.
That was funny,
it
though.
It was the Bruno Magli.
How OJ said, I wouldn't wear those ugly ass shoes.
Yeah.
And then they had the picture of him on the sidelines wearing those ugly ass shoes, which there's like 100 of in the country.
Yeah.
With his size.
It was all.
Florio solved it, man.
He did. He got it figured out. That's the other part of it. We'd heard that already. Like, during the case, they were talking about it.
Florio. Crazy, crazy guy, that Mike Florio. Daniel Jeremiah, he says that the third round is going to be a sweet spot for running backs and tight ends this year. Okay. Texans draft twice in the second, and they got a third round pick. Mm-hmm. Daniel Jeremiah says that's a money spot. Running back, tight end.
Good. And, you know, we're not surprised. They've been talking about it, the Texans. And it could be, you know, we could just be sitting here Friday. No real fireworks, just two real good players. Just pick 42, pick 59. They know who they have. They have them all lined up. And could be, end up being really good players. That's what I want. I think that's, we talked about it earlier. I think that's why they made those moves.
Let's go to Dom in Jersey. Let's go to the east side. Dom, what up?
Gentlemen, no matter what these uniforms look like, it's about the product on the field. We all know that. As long as I'm watching C.J. Stroud sling it to Nico, Tank, Owen, Stephon, as long as I'm watching Will Anderson and Danielle Hunter bull rush the QB, it doesn't matter. These jerseys could be hot pink. I don't care. If these boys go out and do what we all know they're capable of doing, they're going to be fire. Look at the Seahawks jerseys. When they first changed to that green and the blue, everybody thought they were hot. That's because it was the Legion of Boom. The team was lit. Now the team is mid, and now the jerseys are kind of mid. I think they're changing up theirs too. As for the draft, I think Nick has something up his sleeve, but if we stay where we are, I want Keon Coleman at 42, and I want the Michigan cornerback at 59, all right? One final thing. To that clown I got into a fight with in the bathroom at Mile High 2 years ago,
oh, wow.
He made fun of me for having a Laramie Tunsil jersey on. Meanwhile, his team just dropped their new uniform with Alex Singleton as their cover boy. Come on, man. Listen, enjoy the week. Enjoy the weekend. I wish I could be at the draft party Saturday, but as always, let's go Texans, baby.
All right. Yeah, yeah, all he right. did get made fun of. And you know what? You shouldn't be rocking a tonsil. I was making fun of him, too, so kind of deserve that.
Oh, that's what he wore here.
Yeah, he's
yeah,
all
he
about
that
the
here, yeah. too. Yeah.
You got to do better than that, Dom.
Yeah.
Got to do better than that.
Well, he's got plenty of options.
Yeah.
He's got options.
No
now.
Options
you
back
should
then.
See, you should see Dominic in the stands in New York, though, for the Texans.
Yeah.
Oh, he wasn't messing around.
Just wait till this year. He's going to do it again.
Oh, this year he'll probably be a little bit more confident. But there was guys being crazy, and mm-hmm. he was like, yeah, you're being too much, man. Like, this is – y'all aren't that good. Let's chill out. That's a little much right there.
Well, he's not wrong.
He's serious. Although it was a beatdown.
Yeah.
Was a beatdown. Shout out to Dom in Jersey. And yeah, Daily Sports Club. Me, Figgy, Stutes. Lopez is gonna perhaps be there. I'm not gonna put it in solid. We'll put it in pencil.
I'll come by. I'll come through.
Yeah, we'll see. Yeah. We'll,
you know, put it in pencil.
1 o'clock. Something like that.
Coming up next, the internet goes nuts. CJ Stroud is embracing the return of it. We'll tell you what it is, plus two of the biggest stars in the world in the middle of a lawsuit. Internet going nuts next.
I got the internet going nuts.
Internet going nuts here on In the Loop on Sports Radio 610. Landry Locker, John Lopez, Figgy Fig with you. Broke the internet Saturday. Really broke the internet early Sunday. Ryan Garcia, he won his fight. Probably should have been called earlier if we're being honest. He was acting insane leading up to the fight. But in the middle of all this insanity, you could see some signs that maybe this guy had a little better head on his shoulders than we anticipated. This was Ryan Garcia. I think he was driving up to the fight with his dad in the back seat, mm-hmm. and he had a message for boxing legend Roberto Duran.
Yo, Duran, I heard that you're in the hospital, but I'm just sending out, you know, good, strong energy. I know you're the hands of stone. I'm trying to get my hands like yours. I appreciate for all that you've done in boxing, and I'm just sending a lot of love to you. I hope you get better, you and my pops. Yeah, Roberto Duran.
Oh, wow. Hey, Roberto. Como estas?
Yeah, we're pulling for you. Let's go.
Hey, Roberto. Como estas?
Como estas?
And then right before the fight, this is where you kind of realize this guy had a killer. CJ Stroud tweeted out along the same time, come on, King Ryan, with the flex emoji. Mm-hmm. Here was him before the fight, a man of few words.
This ball play out in your mind right now. What are you feeling as you're about to enter the ring?
I just don't leave this ring without his head. That's it. I don't care what happens in this ring tonight. This is the one fight I'm really willing to die for. So that's how I'm coming.
These boxers are
good
warriors.
Luck. Thank you.
And this dude cut a crap ton of weight the one time he lost. And there was a no hydration clause, all that. I've become his biggest fan. And this was him post fight talking about, I wouldn't recommend working out this way. But this was him post-fight calling out the people who thought that he was crazy.
This is why people need to stop believing everything on the internet and stop, you know, living in a false reality. At the end of the day, there's a lot of real shit going on. You know, the last thing you should worry about is a kid acting crazy on the internet. Real shit is going on in the world. Open your eyes. You know, kids being hurt. Nobody caring. Everybody looking at it like, oh, he's just crazy. It's a conspiracy. Is this, is that. At the end of the day, that shit was real. And I out there put that my reputation online, had everybody thinking I was crazy. But at the end of the day, who's the crazy one now? You know, I didn't even really want to say this. Everybody needs to acknowledge, like, yo, I'm tripping. Y'all was tripping, not me. You guys were tripping. I wasn't. I was the one that was actually with sanity, because I'm like, yo, they're hurting little kids. Let's help them. That's true. Called being a real man, because I don't give a fuck what people say about me.
That's right.
I walked through the fire and still held it down and still beat fucking Devin Haney and still drank every day and still beat him. And I did everything.
Wait, what?
Hey, what happened? False reality, right? Drank every single night, went out on the first Monday and the Tuesday and drank. What happened? I won.
Right? He did calm down.
Not necessarily am I proud of that, but I'm just saying, this is, it was a statement to show you, you guys can't really fuck with me.
That's right.
I do whatever I want. I still win.
He did.
He kind of goes, he's all over the place.
Well, he's 25 years old. And then his dad, man. Mm-hmm. His dad. Goodness gracious. His dad had to get the last word in. So I guess all the people that doubted, by the way, 6-1 was the bet.
And he bet on himself.
How did I not take this?
He bet $2 million on himself.
I'll be honest, I didn't take it because he looked crazy.
I didn't think it was Fitz.
That's
a good reason for that.
But here was his dad. Here's the walk-off from Garcia afterwards. His dad wants to call out the people who doubted him.
Timothy Bradley,
Chris Algieri,
Steve Kim, maybe Mario Lopez, maybe, but they're all pieces of shit, okay?
Oh,
and I'm so glad
that's
they
right.
fucking lost, and Ryan proved them wrong.
Yeah, Timothy Bradley, my
good gracious. That's so funny. You know what? That's a good way to make money, though, because the people are going to be watching.
Oh, people loved him. CJ was rooting for him. Titus, they put a video up of Titus. Titus was like, knock his ass out. Everybody was rooting for him.
Yeah.
Everybody. Yeah. He had the internet going nuts.
I got the internet going nuts.
The internet's going way nuts right now, just in the last hour at the most. So Aaron Boone got thrown out of a game. Not a lot of news there, right? Except he literally did not say a word. So I guess it was Hunter Wendelstedt. Was behind the plate, said, say one more word. Well, you'll hear it. He said, say one more word, you're out of here. He didn't say another word.
It was a fan.
It was a fan.
They actually
the first base umpire you hey, saw making that
what?
Call.
You're not yelling at me. I did what I'm supposed to do and check. I'm looking for him to get hit by the pitch. You got anything else to say? You're gone. Okay?
Oh, okay, Hunter. Well, you know what? We're not going to need a John Boy breakdown of that one. We got a very clear.
Aaron, you're
there you go.
You're gone.
And now Aaron's saying, I didn't say anything.
You're gone.
Aaron's saying, hold on a second. I didn't say a word.
Dude.
Literally didn't say a word.
Literally never even opened his mouth.
Did not.
It was a fan about a couple of rows behind him. What are we going to What are we going to do about all this?
That's why I hate these umpires, man. What are we going to do about it? You're so damn sensitive. Focus on the damn game.
Angel and Hunter Wendelstedt and all this. I mean, come on.
I got the internet going nuts.
Broncos got a quarterback. We made a trade. Denver is trading a 2024 sixth-round pick to the New York Jets for Zach Wilson and a seventh rounder. So a seventh and sixth round pick swap, and in comes Zach Wilson. I don't know whether or not this prevents them from drafting a quarterback or not. But
oh, it does not.
Well, I mean, maybe this is their project.
I hope it do.
Maybe this is their project, but yeah. Zach Wilson is going to go learn from Sean Payton.
Yeah.
Give him the keys to the franchise.
Hide your moms.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
I got the internet going nuts.
Speaking of Denver, new uniforms are popping everywhere right now.
Yeah, Denver released them.
Denver released their new uniforms. Detroit
nice video.
Had released theirs. Some people, we had a texter say, I'm a Broncos fan. First I heard of the new uniforms was when they announced it today. I just feel like those two teams in particular, even though there were some, Antonio Brown leaks, were the ones that probably did it best in terms of how to handle things. But you know what? Looking forward to tomorrow. See how it goes out.
I got the internet going nuts.
So Mark Wahlberg is getting sued.
I saw this.
By David Beckham. David Beckham is suing Mark Wahlberg's company over a fitness deal. Apparently, Beckham alleges that F45 training, which Mark Wahlberg was all about, in which he has 36% interest, duped him into a deal. Beckham became F45's global ambassador. The selling point, David has millions of social media followers, so it would greatly expand the reach of the company. However, Beckham says he never got the $10 million he was promised, and this was after the company's stock tanked. T.O. Terrell Owens filed the same type of suit against F45 way back in 2017, claiming the company stiffed him to the tune of $700,000. So there you go. David Beckham suing Mark Wahlberg. How about that? Who you got? Who you rooting for?
Beckham. It's hard. It's not
fair. Remember when Mark Wahlberg said play ball for the Astros?
Oh, yeah. That's right.
Because he was a big fan.
It's kind of hard. It's harsh to just like automatically believe the accuser in something like this. But there's two of them. And why would Wahlberg not pay these cats? There's F45s everywhere, by the way, now. You see them all in your neighborhood? They're all over my neighborhood. I got like three of them.
Well, like fitness spots?
Yeah.
What happened to Orange Theory?
It's kind of like a similar thing. It's more like cross training and all that. But it's not apples to apples to Orange Theory. It's kind of like Orange Theory, actually. That's exactly what it's like. Just different brand.
Are you more an Orange Theory guy?
Never been an Orange Theory guy. You?
Have not.
Yeah.
By the way, I'm kind of craving some eggnog right now.
Eggnog?
Yeah.
Why?
Doing a show with Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Yeah, look at me. See, it's all your fault. All your fault.
You set that one up good.
Yeah.
How is it my fault?
How did you leave the house like that?
John.
How did you leave?
It wasn't this bad when I left the house.
You've been a public figure for decades.
It's scabbing up. For those who weren't listening earlier.
There's no way that looked better earlier.
I was on a four-hour ATV ride, and the goggles just kept rubbing my nose. I couldn't take them off because there's a lot of dust. Like I had to wear a mask even, like a little, those gaiters, those buffs. And then the goggles, it was all over my face. So I couldn't take them off or else I couldn't see. So it just kept irritating it. And then this was like 3 days ago, and then it really just started scabbing up yesterday. I was going to put a Band-Aid across my nose, but I thought, I need to let it breathe. But it's just gotten progressively worse. I need to look. Is it that bad now? Figgy?
Yeah, it looks tough, man.
It looks tough?
It looks tough, man.
Yeah, that ain't great. Man, it looks like a fell on the pavement.
Coming up, why the biggest news in the NFL as we speak should have you saying thank you, football Jesus, next.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Live from the Twin Peaks studios, Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Landry Locker.
All right, so the big news in the NFL right now, Zach Wilson is being traded to the Broncos. Him and a seventh-round pick for a sixth, and the Jets also are paying some of the salary. It's easy to point and laugh, especially when you feel good about your quarterback. But there are a couple things, as we like to localize it, that kind of cross my mind as this happens. Number one, it's amazing that you can whiff that badly on a quarterback this day and age and it not set your franchise back. Back in the day, you take a quarterback at one or two, you're paying him like he's one of the top quarterbacks in the league. Mm-hmm. It can really set your franchise back. The Jets drafted Zach Wilson. It was a disaster. And I guess you can say no harm, no foul because they built a roster and we'll see what happens with Aaron Rodgers. That's number one. Number two is I wonder how close the Texans were to this happening to them. Because if you go back and you remember the Deshaun Watson situation and you remember when Deshaun Watson originally asked to be traded, it was in, I want to say January or February of 2021. And it was shortly after Nick Caserio was introduced as GM of the Houston Texans. Now, over the course of that, there were other elements added to it because originally we figured that Miami, perhaps the Jets, and some other teams would be interested in Deshaun Watson. Mm-hmm. And New York was actually one of the most appealing places because New York had the second pick in that draft, which they ended up using to draft Zach Wilson.
Mm-hmm.
However, because of the Deshaun Watson sexual allegations, nobody really wanted to trade for Deshaun Watson. And the Jets, who were believed to be one of the popular picks, and I remember Deshaun's marketing guy and CJ's marketing guy, Brian Burney, openly talking about the Jets as a potential destination.
Mm-hmm.
They backed out, and they ended up selecting Zach Wilson, number two overall. What if that had never happened? Like, in other words, what if Deshaun Watson had just requested a trade and teams had had no off-field concerns about Deshaun Watson, and they would be willing to offer up packages, there's probably a pretty good chance that the Jets would have been in on Deshaun Watson, and there's probably a pretty good chance that in making such trade, they would have to give up the number two overall pick.
Yeah.
And there's probably a good chance that the possibility of drafting Zach Wilson or Trey Lance or Justin Fields would have emerged with the Houston Texans. So it's just kind of crazy how that stuff kind of goes full circle. And in a way, the Texans going through the mud in 2021 and 2022, instead of being able to trade Deshaun Watson immediately, Deshaun Watson coming out, playing safety at camp, all that, being on the roster, getting paid not to play, all that crap that you're laughing at now that we can laugh at now.
Safety.
It's kind of it's kind of crazy how perhaps close the Texans could have been to at least having to make the decision as to whether or not they wanted to take Zach Wilson with that number two overall pick.
The Texans could be in quarterback hell still, right? They could still be in
quarterback.
It could
have been worse.
Yeah, or
because
even
at
worse.
Least the Jets had a pretty decent roster. The Texans didn't have a decent roster at all.
Yeah, that too.
So that would have gave him more time.
Yeah, that would have given him more time. But also, if it weren't for the allegations and all that, I mean, that was not a great quarterback draft class. And so who knew? You know, who knows where the Texans would have been and picked them? And they, like, you got to be lucky, man. I mean, you got to.
Sometimes it's better.
You got to be really, really lucky in a weird way. And the luck involves Deshaun Watson getting involved in some craziness.
Yeah. And I mean, the dysfunction leading to him to want to be traded. Because even if he hadn't gotten involved in the craziness, like, you can make a case that with where he is right now, where it kind of felt like he was going off the cuff anyways and kind of losing the intangibles that made him so appealing.
Yeah.
Like, even if he had just traditionally demanded a trade, you could perhaps make a case that they're kind of lucky that that happened too.
Yeah.
Is that fair?
Well, he did demand a trade before we knew about all the other, or it was reported that he was and all that. No, this is really lucky there. Really lucky with the Colts game, you know, that ended up with you picking
CJ.
And very smart. And that's where we are, coincidentally.
But sometimes it'd be like that.
Draft is this week.
I mean, like, what happens if Drew Bledsoe never gets hurt?
Yeah.
I mean, when does Brady end up being Brady? Like, he gets to inherit, like, a championship-ready team and go do his thing and all that? Like, what happens if that doesn't go down.
By the way, Matt Ryan retired too.
What?
Matt Ryan officially retired.
He was calling games last year.
No, but they officially made his.
I'm so sick of these guys announcing their retirement when they haven't played in a few years.
He was calling games last year.
Malcolm, you were in the Fox booth in a suit. You officially retired.
He made his officially. Look, made his official Atlanta Falcons retirement right there.
He did a retirement video?
Oh, yeah. My goodness.
Brother, you were on Fox last year.
You sure that'll say 2023?
It says 47 minutes ago. It says 47 minutes ago.
Was anyone talking about Matt Ryan playing this year? What are we doing?
Look, there you go. Look. It's official.
What?
You reminded me because you said Patriots. So that's what
like. What is that?
That's what it is, man. That's what it is.
He already retired. Crazy.
Yeah.
These guys that retire, you're done. Has JJ's announced his retirement?
JJ has announced.
Has he? Are we sure?
I'm pretty sure he did.
Are we sure?
Roger Clemens still hasn't though, which is weird.
Matt Ryan announces his retirement
officially from Atlanta.
Next time we're on the air, J-Lo, we will be reacting to the uniforms. All this uniform talk, all that.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be reacting to the uniforms next time we're on the air. How about that?
How about that?
Finally, spill the beans. I'm foaming out the mouth.
I'm very excited. I've been relatively disciplined about not really expressing any thoughts one way or the other. I want to wait. I want to see it. 10 a.m. tomorrow, it's going to start happening. And I'm actually kind of wondering about this strategy as well, of releasing them via the video first. Before the party.
Nah, that's smart.
I kind of get that because they can control the, you know, what's getting out there and make it look real slick, you know, on the video. But
they've already done like 6 videos, John.
Right. But like the opinion is going to be out there stronger one way or the other once people start seeing them. Whereas at the party, I think it would be much more positive. Because people would be kind of
probably you're just going to have a good time,
caught
people.
Up in the moment.
Hey, what's up?
So
how you
it'd be
living?
Much more positive.
Yeah, that's what you're doing there. You're just going to check it out.
Yeah,
6:30, 9:30.
And then
post.
Cal and Hannah.
I can take you to task for the stuff you've been saying.
They know what I am.
You've been very, very rude about these uniforms.
I have not been rude.
And you better bring that same energy.
I have not been rude.
You better bring that same damn energy.
She's gonna poke you in the nose.
You know, she may well poke me in
here.
The nose. Look. All I'm telling you is opinion on how I think this will play out. And I'm telling you right now, it could be where a lot of people just fall in love with these uniforms. But I think they're going to the whole path to this point has been kind of disjointed. Let's put it that way.
In a fun way.
Occasionally fun.
In a fun way.
Number 24.
It's fun. Number 24. Model. Legend.
Oh, it was for the lighting. I don't know. You carted him, trotted his ass right in front of me.
But we were seeing the lighting. I think he's saying that we were seeing the sneak.
But lighting. It wasn't a sneak. Like he said, they used them for the lighting for
would
the
it
pictures.
Have just, would you have just preferred that they just like show the mannequins?
Yes.
Instead of the models. Is that what you're saying?
It would have been much better with the mannequins, yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's fair.
Right?
Yeah, that's fair.
Mm-hmm. It's not that big a deal. The Texans are going to win. They're going to win games, and they're going to win marketing merchandise.
Oh, that merchandise is going to sell like crazy.
So, it's going to be I'm going to probably get in on some of that stuff.
What are you going to rock?
I'm thinking hoodie.
We already know what you're rocking.
You said hoodie earlier. I think like a little H-Town blue hoodie would look pretty sweet. That'd be pretty sweet.
Nah, I think you need that hat.
Maybe a hat. The
customized with Lopez on the side.
The cow hat?
Yeah.
That was pretty, yeah. And then put that lettering in the back of my truck?
Yes.
Old English, yes. Lopez?
Yes.
Yeah? Nobody's ever done that before, have they?
What?
Put the old English lettering on the back of their truck?
The Lopez?
Or Gonzalez? Or Garcia?
I don't know.
Or Hernandez?
Does it happen?
No one's done that, have they?
I don't know. Does it happen?
I don't know. People are going to have to help me out. Have they? You're characterizing.
How did that start?
I have no idea.
How did that become a Mexican thing?
I have no idea.
Because I think you can trace back a lot of like racial stereotypes. like pumpkin spice, basic white bees like Starbucks, pumpkin spice, and they also like holiday season and all that crap.
Yeah, yeah.
So there's that. Like you can go back a lot, like racial stereotypes.
Mm-hmm. I don't know where that one
came from. Where did the
lettering, the Gothic or whatever, the
Where did
Old English?
Where did all of our Hispanics? Shout out to all the Hispanics. When did y'all start treating your trucks like baseball jerseys?
For the record, I've never done that.
But when did trucks
you're
become
saying y'all?
I said some of y'all. When did trucks become baseball jerseys? I think it's tight. I don't know if locker would look as cool like in the lettering. It seems like there's got to be at least one Z. or a E.
Locker would not fly.
I would look like a dummy.
Yeah, locker.
But if my last name was like Hernandez, now we're talking.
Yeah, exactly.
Now we're talking. Race car. But where did that start? Is it like a pride thing where you want to let them know that this is my whip or what?
I will tell you this. Very much, not that other cultures are not, but the Hispanic culture is very much about that last name, man. About that last name.
Yeah.
They're just proud of it.
Which I think is great.
But why that font?
You got me. I don't know. You got me.
It looks smooth too, bro.
Y'all probably don't even know what this is unless you're familiar. You ever seen on those same trucks, it has like COAH?
Yeah, all the family?
Or like little letters, three or four letters. That's the states that they're from. Like Coahuila.
Oh, damn.
So they're real proud of their states.
Damn.
Yeah. And so that's what those letters, a lot of people don't know what that is, unless you're obviously familiar with some of the states in Mexico.
About the customized plate? I've always wanted to do that, like back in the day, but not necessarily as much now. But you get like the customized plate.
Yeah. Yeah.
Let them know what the hell's up.
You mean like a real plate?
Yeah, license plate.
Nah, man.
I seen
Landry. I seen what you was doing over there in that area.
I could see Figgy getting Figgy Fig on this.
Nah.
This is the one that
almost. Figgy Fig, that's 7. You can get it.
Nah,
Figgy Fig, dude.
I'm good,
you know
man.
It's available.
I don't care if
you
it is.
You know it's available. I'm all good. 7.
I'm good,
is that
man.
Your final answer?
Yes.
All right, so now until I know you will not have Figgy Fig as your license plate.
Correct.
Okay, I'm going to hold you to
that. I don't need nobody to be like, oh, I saw Figgy up in Number. I saw your car.
See, that's the thing. I don't like that, man.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm good.
I'm not dismissing the possibility. I'm putting it at
LeBron had that one time.
I'm giving
time.
You Ryan Garcia.
LeBron had that one time where every time he was downtown, you see his car parked. Oh, that's LeBron's car.
What is he thinking? What was he thinking?
Yeah, I'm like, nah, I'm good, man. Mm-hmm.
See, someone says I have my last name across my back. That's I can understand that.
Yeah. Yeah.
The truck though. What, you know the worst bumper sticker, and I'm not trying to offend you folks. Don't take this personal.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't even know if this is a race thing or I have no idea.
Yeah.
What is those bumper stickers? Again, not trying to cop my style. The ones where like a guy is peeing on something.
I never.
Like, what are
dumb.
Those? The ones where the guy's peeing that bumper sticker?
Those are the dumb.
What about the ones that's hanging from the
hanging bull balls?
Yeah.
Oh, I think those can be funny.
No, they
can't. The hanging bull balls can be funny.
Bad. I'm good on that,
is
man.
So bad. From the hitch?
Yeah, from the hitch. The hanging bull balls I can get down. The one where they're, like, urinating on something, I can't get down. But in the right situation, the hanging bull balls can be funny.
No, there is no right
man.
Situation.
Yeah, there
is. Every no time right I see situation. That, look at this jackass right yes. here.
There can be one.
Yes.
Driving, cutting everybody off.
Yes.
I mean, but it's the bull. In the right scenario, the bull balls can work.
No.
What about the proud parent of a blank graduate?
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, I think that's good.
With that. That's cool.
Good. That's good.
Yeah.
The urinating one that gets me, though. And then, like, how many is too many? I mean, it's your whip, so you can do what you want. But when you have like 10 stickers,
I don't like that.
At some point, like you got to pick an identity.
At most, one.
Pick something.
I would say one or two.
Maybe two. Max. Pick something that you're really, really into, and that's it. Not 19 different things.
Did you hear the news, Clint?
Zach
Lopez is getting Lopez is getting that logo from that helmet last week. He's putting it on the back of his truck and putting Lopez back there.
Yeah,
racial
baby,
stereotyping
like
right
that,
there,
that,
baby.
That big H. By the way, I heard y'all's conversation. I think I'm gonna shoot in the dark here.
Yeah,
I'm gonna shoot in the dark here. Mm-hmm. As I've always told you, I was the only white guy on the All-Star team, Pelly Park, Central Little League Park.
Okay.
For the record, all the others were Hispanic.
I picked up on that.
I'm going to guess the Old English probably originated in the graffiti days.
I think
Lopez on the side of our Central Little League
Park.
That's
the most lucid, easily explainable reason I've heard.
Lopez
yet.
Hits a little different on the side of the concession stand when we pull up for game day. When it's when it's in some old piss poor.
Yeah, yeah.
Handwriting.
You don't want it. Yeah, with sans serif. I mean, you want it.
That's right. I'm gonna go out on a limb. I don't know, but I think that's probably where it started.
I think that's a good theory. I really did.
Because I'm going to tell you, we saw a lot of it, baby.
Yeah, you did.
We saw a lot
while
of it.
While you were eating those raspas.
OBT, baby.
You're eating those raspas. Seeing a lot
OBT,
of that stuff.
We pull up out there at the park, and Dad thought he just had to rake the old infield. I said, Dad, break out that brown paint.
Yep.
You got something to paint over on the side of the concession stand, too, Pop.
Lopez ain't messing around with the cup either. Goodness gracious,
that's my
man.
Stanley, man.
What are we rocking with there? That's pretty
Stanley.
Big right there.
Darn right.
Good Lord. Okay. Yeah.
Why not?
No, you're rolling like that.
He's hydrating, baby. No, yeah. Been out in that sun.
I can see. Goodness gracious. Yeah, flexing while doing it, too.
Scraped up my nose pretty good.
What'd you do?
We were just goggles. When I went on a four-hour ATV ride up in the jungle in Costa Rica. It was pretty cool.
Damn, I thought you were down on the coast down here. Like
we did both. We were down on the water, and then we went up in the mountain. Saw some monkeys.
In Costa Rica, huh?
Yeah.
And the goggles rubbed you, or did you?
Because you couldn't breathe. I mean, you couldn't take them off because of the dust.
Yeah, yeah.
Band-Aid would have been nice. Kind of
Band-Aid probably would have been nice. Yeah. But, yeah.
Nah. You were already in it, man. You were in it. You're like, hell, I'm going to take a wound back to the house.
Because I feel like the Band-Aid even, like, is even more noticeable.
I'm going
Maybe.
To the store. What I'm going to do.
And you I, went Neil I, Smith I
want,
here.
Can you commit to the bit, please?
What bit?
I'm going to get you a Jerry Rice nasal strip.
No, it'll be better tomorrow.
Man, let's
no,
get you
I think it looks great. I thought you spent a little too much time on the water.
No,
I thought that sun got you.
But it was the jungle that did it. It was the jungle.
I thought that sun
the jungle
out there in Matagorda Bay got you, man.
No.
Tomorrow, uniforms are dropping 10 a.m. Cal McNair, Hannah McNair, they're going to be in studio. Be interesting to hear what they got to say. Oh, by the way, the draft's in 2 days.
I might have to slip in here a little early to run into
O'Cal
those two.
Hannah.
Hold on, Joe.
Especially my arch nemesis, Hannah.
Yeah.
Well,
take a number. You're listening to KILT AM, KILT HD2. The Drive is live.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.